Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm Mouse Jones.
I'm Mac Wilds.
I'm Flora.
And we are
Life Next Door.
Happy Monday, happy Monday, happy Monday, happy Monday, happy Monday, happy Monday. Yeah. Fuck y'all. This is not about y'all right now. It is our fucking birthday. We are 100 episodes old.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It is
100.
Uno, dos, hundo.
100 is
not 100.
That's a
How do you say 100 in Spanish?
As they call it, a milestone.
Big milestone.
To be honest with us, if we're being honest with us, one was a milestone.
That's a big fact.
Five was a milestone.
Nigga.
10 was a milestone.
99 was a milestone.
Nigga, every yesterday, milestone. Every day that we still do this is a milestone. Because niggas.
Yeah.
So, happy Monday to everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We appreciate you. We would not be here for 100 episodes if not for the dedication to us that you have. So shout out to the guys next door neighborhood. We tell y'all we've been telling y'all for 100 episodes that we wouldn't be shit without y'all. And hopefully it means something. Ryan, what is going on?
Hold on. No. Rod,
put your brand back on.
Put your brand back on.
No, it's gonna get there. I just wanted to see, you know.
It's a good fit.
It was a good fit.
I like it.
Yeah, you see what I'm saying? We're going to get that though.
Well, make sure y'all continue to support us for another 100 episodes. Make sure you subscribe, comment, rate.
Mm-hmm.
5 stars if you're listening on Apple Podcasts. Why? Because we're still children and we need validation.
Yes,
100
Lord.
Episodes worth of validation. Also, leave a nice comment. We might not read it on air. to you, Hakeem Campbells, you Kimmy Gibblers, probably for 60-something episodes, I've been calling y'all out your name because we know you got your PPP monies and you don't spend it with us.
It's messed up, man.
So I'm not talking to those who spend their PPP monies with us. I'm talking about your dirt bags who don't. You walk in here, you sit on the couch.
You eat our food.
You eat our food. You laugh at our jokes. You cry when we cry.
And you don't even clean up after yourself.
And you don't clean up after yourself.
You know what's crazy? Y'all think Che does the cleaning.
Hmm.
She makes us clean.
And we got to wear maid outfits.
That was one time. That was one time.
You did.
And my hairy butt was out. Che was like, "Why your butt so hairy?" I said, "I don't know."
Is that a thing? Are we supposed to shave our butts?
I don't know. I manscaped, but I can't shave my butt.
Yeah, I'm about to say, how do you get over?
I shave everything but my butt.
I can't.
Meanwhile, we are expected to be spread eagle on a strange ass table.
I would Che.
Okay. Asking a woman.
I don't think I came up with what y'all do.
But I benefit from it.
But
so
I
yes.
do benefit. Yeah. I appreciate it.
Y'all like to do it. So, you know, that's
I don't think they like to do it, but if you want this dick, it better be clean.
Wow, so you don't like a dark Caesar, Mouse?
Wow.
You can't tolerate a dark Caesar?
No, but I'll deal with a shadow.
I'll deal with a shadow, but I won't deal with the Caesar.
Oh, like, it can't purposely be there. Like, if I catch you in between...
What about the taper cut?
Like if it was like faded in?
Are you bitches? Who's fading?
That's kind of fire.
Who's fading the vagina hair?
Oh, shit.
So if a shorty pull up with the clean cut M, like Mojo Jojo.
Hold on. First of all, let me say this right now. If you have... If you have a faded vagina hair, send that to the guys next door.
Oh, please send it.
Email that to guysnextdoor123@gmail.com. Oh, if you have faded vagina hair, I need to see that.
All right, so look.
What is that even?
I don't know, because, like, who's doing that? Who, you what barber is like, yo, sit right here.
Is our number one goal, like, as we agree, like, fully bucket?
I need a bucky naked.
It's like fully clean.
Being bro, like, I mean, when I lick it, I'm talking about when I lick it, it sound like, like that. When I lick it, I want to hear, like, you remember how you was taught, like you remember how you was taught to wash dishes? Like, you remember your parent was like, if it don't have the little squirt.
Yeah.
So, you know, when you wash dishes, like, just when I'm washing dishes, I make sure I run my thumb across it. Can I hear it? I know it's clean. I don't want the oily, because if it's oily, it got hair, and it...
Son, what?
The thing with boneless coochie, I like the fact, I feel like it's...
Don't call it boneless coochie, because you're sick. No. Because when I think of boneless coochie, I think of something else that we won't talk about on this podcast. So I know. No!
We're not thinking about what you think about.
I feel like it makes it slipperier.
Impossible coochie.
Boneless coochie is fire.
Impossible coochie is crazy. If somebody walked around to... I'm not going to say it on here because I don't want to get canceled. Nope, but man.
But I agree with you, Shay.
That would be crazy.
Need a little more caution around that curve.
Oh, yeah. Listen. If you pulling up on a joint... Right?
I need that.
Listen, we're already in typical Guys Next Door fashion.
Yeah, hit me with the pow.
In typical Guys Next Door fashion, we are where? Left. Let me bring it back home. Make sure y'all can get more content like what y'all just heard just now. We're on Patreon. Guys Next Door. Patreon.com/GuysNextDoorPod. Make sure you're following us on YouTube, Guys Next Door Podcast. the podcast. Like old school Batman.
Yo.
Boom, pow. Ooh, yes. Zing. We're sick.
Son.
Okay, let's get into it. 100 episodes, lady and fellas. We've made it.
Ooh.
Che, you have been with us
since like 95?
95 episodes?
I was in on, because wasn't Trevor episode number 3?
Yes. You was there?
She was. That was the first
one. So she's been with us for 92 episodes. No, I'm retarded. 97.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. No, 98. Because if Trevor was third, she only missed 1 and 2.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah, 98. Damn. Yeah.
Che, in 98 episodes, what the fuck have you learned about us? In yourself.
Ooh.
You can start with me.
I said us. I didn't say Ryan. Yo, the way they have, like, turned it. Yo, it's this fucking little alliance they've had since day one.
She can't put us together.
It's the really, it's sick because they've had this little alliance and it's so funny. It's so funny. They have this alliance.
You just use my screen to break me down and then go to y'all screen.
No, I don't like, because the thing is, this alliance, I don't like, and they, like, bicker. They bicker husband and wife. Like, we're the side niggas. It's really Ryan and Che.
We are really the side husbands.
Like,
That's
Ryan and Che bicker.
Yeah.
They like...
You saying yeah too, nigga?
Like, they bicker. But then they're, like, in this, like, alliance and have fucking hand signals that the rest of us don't know about.
So much.
100 episodes. To figure that shit out.
Yes.
Yeah, y'all really because we're niggas.
Yeah, niggas. That's how niggas get cheated on.
Always. Niggas always think they evade niggas. It's blatantly in their face right here. Jesus.
Well, Che, in 98 episodes, please tell us what you learned about your side niggas and your main husband.
I have learned not to really to set aside my initial judgments and my initial impressions of people, because If you've ever met Ryan for the first time, and I'm sure you hear this a lot.
If you've ever met everyone... Ryan for the first time, it's crazy.
Lord.
Well, no, we're talking to the fans.
Yeah, of course.
I haven't met him. So he can read as not very standoffish, but standoffish to himself and just not very approachable. But really, he's... Ryan, please. Please.
My bad.
He's actually like a high key softy. Like once you get past the first like seven walls that he has, once you reach the inner core, you're set. You're good. He's actually a big ass softy. And he's definitely the one person where not one. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. Say what you're going to say. He's the one person. Go ahead.
We know how you really feel.
Like,
I know if I ever. First pick.
Wow.
That's funny. Now that's I like that's
of
good.
Fucking course.
That was good.
If shit ever went sideways and I needed to call somebody who I knew would answer within the first three rings and would have a solution, it would be
Ryan.
It'd
be mad. Okay.
What? Are you fucking kidding me? Mac, we know it's not you. Mac, you're at the end of this fucking list.
This the Max B Wavy doing.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Fuck you guys.
I wouldn't answer.
Did I not just call you 3 days ago and you never returned my call?
Here goes the thing. Just learn that. Here goes the thing. Just learn the fact that she called me 3 days ago. I had no idea that Che called me 3 days ago.
Life on the line.
All right. I take it back. Yeah. Call Ryan.
All right.
Yeah, call Ryan. Because you know Max not answering to the next day.
Wow.
And when he answers, he's going to act like nothing happened. He'll be like, yo, everybody, what's going on, everybody?
I'll at least text back and be like, yo, you good?
Right? Exactly. That's why I said you got to send Mac a text.
There
Mac
we
is
go.
A text
See?
Person.
Bam.
Oh, so it's just, I'm not going to answer at all. Right, cool. Go ahead, Ryan. Go ahead. I seen your finger up.
Actually, you know what? Since we're on the subject of you, Mouse, how did I know that you was in LA via your location and not your words?
Because you don't read the group chat.
Wow. No, you didn't tell us in the group chat. I happen to be being
nosy. What we're going to do is not lie on the air on our 100th episode.
Uh-huh.
Exactly.
You did not tell the group chat.
Yeah, I'm going. Yeah, uh-huh. I want y'all to know 100th episode is my last episode. going to a podcast where I'm appreciated. Y'all can take me down off the fucking. I ain't sitting on the house no more. It's over. You know what?
We said it was a milestone.
I'm going.
I was gonna say Mouse is gonna go to horrible decisions, but he's only halfway appreciated.
I'm only halfway appreciated over there. I know where I'm going.
You better not.
Where?
No mouse. No remote.
You see that episode y'all love so much didn't change him at all.
Oh man.
We gotta get back to Tahoe.
You heard it.
Yeah, I feel like that chair is where you needed to be.
By myself in a corner. Never gonna make it. No, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Wow.
Mouse, I will say that you are always the person to, you throw our hats in the rings that we didn't know that we could be in, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that means. That sounds good.
You advocate for the people around you. So, whenever you're in a room and you hear, like, oh, they need somebody for this, and you're like, bet, I got this person, and you slide the info without really even telling us what's going on. So, it's like you all, not saying... Ryan and Mac don't do the same.
No, can I have my moment? This is about me.
Take your moment.
Oh my God.
Not saying that, Mac,
but you,
Ryan,
that's what you do. You definitely like to advocate for people behind the scenes and try and get them into certain rooms. We don't always appreciate how you do it because you don't be telling us what the fuck you're doing.
I mean.
But you be doing it.
I mean, listen. The reason I do it that way is because I'm slow.
And if he doesn't do it at that moment?
I'm never going to do it. Like, if I say, yo, I'm going to put you on with such and such. If I don't do it in that moment, I'm going to get into stupid bullshit the rest of the day. And somebody's going to hit me a week later like, yo, what happened? I had to book somebody else. So I got to just throw a chat like, yo, here goes such and such. Just do this.
Yeah, literally.
And then Chaya hit me like 10 minutes later, like, what am I answering?
What is this again?
And I'm like, oh, yeah, you doing this. Yeah, you doing this.
I'll get a notification for a new group chat that I didn't ask to be in. No introductions.
Word, nigga,
Mouse, who is this?
Nigga be like, yo. Like, yo, who is all these 646 numbers?
Like, come on.
Try and bring you home, Ryan.
Mac came into this knowing that you were the I won't say the softy, but you're a Cancer. We all know that you're a Cancer. Yep. You're very emotionally in touch with your feelings. But I definitely, what I love about you is the fact that you are the only person who nerds out with me.
Yeah, y'all had a little moment in the group chat that I didn't understand.
Yeah.
And was like, y'all could have definitely texted each other this.
the last one.
So yeah. I thought that you would appreciate it, but then I remembered that you were just anti-fun.
Me? For your information, I have a Vegeta Pop vinyl figure.
He does.
Thank you.
Okay, so then why didn't you appreciate that TikTok?
I literally have no idea where Vegeta's from.
I appreciate it, man.
Because I have no idea where he's from. Like, I just like I liked how he looked. That's really it.
The planet is named after him, right? It's planet Vegeta.
Is it? Maybe?
No. Even I know that.
He's the Saiyan.
Yeah,
and where the Saiyans from?
From planet Vegeta.
All right. Y'all know. We get it.
There's no guns involved in the show. That's why I don't know nothing about it.
We get it.
No one really dies. They all come back when you wish. Oh, yeah. Planet Vegeta.
Bam. Wow.
Huh.
Is it green?
No, it's actually red.
Oh. That makes sense.
Well, that's just dumb.
That makes sense.
That
was my two cents of what y'all were talking about.
Yeah. Now, what have you learned about yourself in 98 episodes of you've done every single job plus?
She's literally done that.
She came in as a photographer. Yep. It then started giving us ideas, and we were like, yeah.
That works.
So how about you just do this all the time? And then next thing you know,
She's our mom.
And then we hit a pandemic and shit, we get tired of talking to each other, and then we start talking to her, and now she's a whole member. Like,
that's a big fact.
You've done every job in the house, Shay. What have you learned about yourself in 92 episodes? 98 episodes.
That there's literally nothing I cannot do. It's just a matter of if I feel like doing it.
Now, come on, Blackish woman.
I just don't feel like doing it.
Blackish
woman? The other thing I've learned about myself is the older I get, the
Black
the more hoe positive I get.
Hoe positive. There we go. Let's give it up for hoe positive.
I mean, even though you kind of came into this pretty hoe positive.
Hoe positive. Let's give it up. Hoe positive.
He just wasn't opened up about
Yeah. Like, you guys caught me in the middle of a transition coming out of, like, you know, my move to New York.
She was at a crossroads, and she was like, I can either go real, like, calm, collected, or I can go this right. And we pushed it down that other path.
I don't want to take credit for that. I don't want to take credit for making a hole.
She just embraced the dark side.
Yeah, that's that. Don't say we pushed it. No. Yeah,
she just embraced.
She was not anyone's wholesome when we met her.
She was. She's Anakin Skywalker.
I was less
with the dark side.
She was Anakin Skywalker. We just turned her into Darth Vader.
No, I don't like that. No, we did not. We didn't do that.
She had the dark side in her.
She was the darkness.
Yeah, she had the dark side in her.
All she did, we gave her a microphone.
Oof.
Wow.
Take that back. Mm-mm, I didn't like that.
Wait a minute. That was a little spicy.
Che, go ahead. Finish talking about yourself. I'm shutting up.
Same space here.
Wow. No, but I feel like my conversations with y'all and hearing things from the male perspective and all that, while I still have some best friends who I would say are a little bit more tighter wound when it comes to like optics and how their dealings with men's and dating and stuff like that. I'm always the friend like, Mitch, do it.
Do it.
Stop being pussy. Do it. Will you regret it?
Now you're telling people stop being pussy.
Ooh, yeah. I like that.
Dang, yeah.
I'll take credit for that.
Yeah. You wasn't even talking like that before you met us. Yeah.
Like that.
But you guys definitely helped give me the confidence to be more myself in public, not just in private with people I'm comfortable with, mm-hmm. if that makes sense.
Fully embracing yourself.
I love that. Love that.
Those are my...
Love that for you. Love that
those
for
are
you.
My points.
Ryan, what have you learned about us in yourself?
I really got to talk about y'all.
In 100 episodes.
I really need to talk about y'all. On every episode, it's about what I learned about y'all niggas.
That's just not true. It's not true.
It's only partially true, but go ahead.
This guy, okay. Yo, all he's right. sick. Right. He is. He's really sick.
No, we can, you know.
What I learned. I mean, I won't really go off what I learned about y'all, but honestly, we've all grown so much. Like, when we started this shit, Mac was... No kid, like he
was
no
single.
Kids. He wasn't married.
It had
like,
no kids.
Single, no kids.
It was wilding. So much going on in Mac's life. I would have never thought to the point. If you go back on episodes, he pointed at me like, you know, you're gonna be next to have a kid. Like he was really
that
like
is a big fact.
Pointing it at me, and it's so crazy how like you
nigga,
know
the finger later. Came right back around.
Like, no, they say whenever you point at somebody, you got three fingers pointing back at you.
Well, I have like 10 of them pointing at me now. Her name is Tristan.
Hello.
So seeing that, of course, is like it's huge because it's somewhere. Well, already knowing Mouse is a father, but not catching him at the not knowing Mouse at the baby stage is a different world than he had. When I met Mouse, he had his children could talk like and had minds of their own. Like I seen somebody with like an infant, and I've also seen somebody with like a teenager, and to know I'm not even in the middle. I'm behind all that. It's just. Stuff that I look forward to, stuff that I don't.
Yeah.
Stuff that I see myself getting into sooner than later, but it's a big jump for me.
Yeah.
Shay, of course, she just holds it down. Like I knew this was her when she first walked into this room. Mouse brought her in. I like to give him credit for that for once. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Mouse.
I wasn't gonna acknowledge it because he typically doesn't do that. So I wasn't.
Yeah, you know, listen, you gotta appreciate it. Take the flowers.
Ryan gives you credit, boy. You better hold on tight.
I give you a credit for that. I mean, you've hired others too.
You know,
that's childish.
Wow.
But no,
wow.
you always gotta start somewhere. And we started at the right place. She was the foundation of this shit.
That's a fact.
She held it down. Mouse has also taught me in amazing ways about like. Just like projecting what I gotta say more and becoming actually a podcaster, and I feel like I can host whatever the fuck I want to host if I wanted to.
That boy, a podcaster, podcaster too. Yeah. He be podding,
Mouse
boy.
Has really turned all three of us into podcasters. Yeah, like, so that is for real, for real.
And seeing his grind and seeing where he's come, it's really not what I learned about myself. Like it's not like it's just me seeing y'all grow around me. Like it really don't got nothing to do with me. It got to do with how I see my friends growing. And if my friends is growing, I know I'm going too. So it's like I'm going in the right place if y'all going in the right place. And we all are. I've seen Shay move from city to city with nobody she knows, and now she's doing her thing. And I've seen Mouse on every stage and every platform thinking like the pandemic might slow it down, but he had crowds in the pandemic on the computer. I wouldn't.
Son, that was crazy.
I seen Matt go through a pandemic filming shit that people don't even know he's filming. They just think he's off somewhere just being a father when he's being a father and working every day and training every day. It's like, it's crazy. And now to see you got Broadway on lock, shit's wild.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, word, Broadway on lock, my boy.
So, yep.
Is that, so to see all this shit happen and like talk about it and be about it and see things that I knew I could do and I'm pushing towards them still and getting them done. And even when I was in surgery, like, a lot has happened in my fucking 100 episodes.
Nigga, what?
Yeah, you're one kidney short.
That is a big fact.
Half a knee less.
Exactly, right. Like, that's a lot. It's a lot that's going down, but I'm just appreciative that we're here to talk about it. Like,
yeah. You still here goes one thing we all still got 100 episodes later. Our hairlines.
Yep, there we go. Shout out to hairlines.
That is a feat.
Shout out to
Hairline.
Hey, listen.
Especially for the third floor.
I'm baking right now. They baking right now.
Absolutely. With me, I've just learned that I can do many things at the same time, but I got to be patient.
Yeah, man.
Like, I gotta work on something, and when I master it, like, I had the yacht company, I mastered it, good. Like, I don't have to be there all the time no more. Cool. I got some other ventures that I'm working on now. It's, like, the beginning stages of it, and it's just all pushing out, and it's, like, it's taking me back to my street mentality of like how to sell shit.
Mm-hmm.
But in a real legal way, which is so much better.
Yeah,
it's like it feels so good. So yeah, that's me.
That's good.
And we'll talk about my ventures later.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. We'll get into that.
Macaroni.
What about you, Mouse?
Whoa. Yeah, Mouse first. Yeah.
Che, no one asked you to be a podcaster right now. Okay, there's a reason why I go last. Okay, go last because you avoid the emotions. Okay, because you can see everybody and be like, "Oh, I know what I'm gonna say." Okay, what have I learned in 100 episodes with these Negroes? First and foremost, in 98 episodes, I learned that Che is the definition of a rioter. Like Che stands next to us. No matter what's said on this podcast, she stands tall. She also holds us accountable. And I think it was, I don't know if it's self, like if it's like self-righteous or self-fulfilling, but something transpired in, you know, in a public way. And we were the first person, we the first people that Che came to.
Mm-hmm.
Like, y'all, I'm going through, like, and it just let us know, like, we did inherently create what we set out to create, a safe space.
Yep.
And the people closest to us feel safe, so we know we're doing the right thing. You know what I mean? I've seen Che, you know, I think about the live show when Che was just getting motherfuckers together, like, no, that needs to be done this way, and no, you should do it this way. And it's like, she knows, like, she intrinsically knows us.
She had Dev running, that shit was great.
Che does not get the credit that I think people really, because everything she does is so behind the scenes, but like that live show wouldn't have happened as good as y'all liked it if it wasn't for Che, because we were all three focused on what we're going to say and what we're going to wear and all of this shit that we almost didn't have time to make sure.
Everybody's first.
Yeah, true.
What was y'all's
not
first?
Everybody's.
Yeah, I was definitely y'all first.
Not
yeah.
first.
I'm, I've been around the block a few times.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had been around the block a few times. I kind of knew how this thing
went. Our first show together.
Yeah, it was our first show together. And Che, so the same way we created a safe space, Che created a safe space for us, because we knew, I think after that live show, we all kind of understood like Che gets it, and we could trust Che with our baby. And
it was reciprocity.
And I think we realized, like, it's our baby. Everybody plays a part. Che has never, ever, ever, and this is not me being shady to anybody else, like, Che has never, ever, 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 like, had this, like, entitled feel. Like, she knows the work she does. I think she understands how important it is to us and how important it is to her, how important it is to the fans, the listeners. And she never let that get to her head. She definitely got tough skin because, you know, people definitely are rude, and, you know, who asked for Che to talk? Bitch, she's talking.
Nigga, we're rude. So she was able to get through us.
They be lighting me up on Lipstick Alley once a year. Once a year, I go on Lipstick Alley just to see what they be saying. There was 4 pages dedicated to talking shit about me.
Wow.
4 pages.
I never even been on that.
And don't. I refuse to go on that shit. Lipstick Alley, Reddit, I don't want no parts of none of that shit.
Hey, listen, shout out to Reddit. Reddit is it's a filthy place depending on what you put in that search bar. But we'll talk about that later. Go ahead. Continue.
Like porn?
Filthy.
Oh, my God. That's disgusting. look at Che's face. She is disgusting. Disgusting. But all in all, I have learned that Che is Che is actually a part of my family. Like, Che shot my sister's graduation photos.
Oh, that's
and you know, once you meet my mom.
Oh, yeah, it's a wrap.
Like, my mom asked about Mac. What's Mac doing? What's Mac doing? How's Mac? How's Mac? How's the baby? She met Mac once. Once.
She only met me?
No, she met you a few times. Well, she met you once, and then she seen you at the show. But Che is her daughter. Like, they drove her around. They were like, you need something to eat. Ask Che how she do. She went to LA.
You jealous?
No, not at all. Yes, I am. Yes, very much so. Very much so. But she's a part of my family. And yes, so love Che. What have I learned about Ryan? Whoa, boy, let me tell you what I learned about him. Boy, oh boy, that is a moody somebody, okay? you got to know when to talk to Ryan, because he's going to be like...
Are we stuck in negative two? That's what he's doing. To,
all right, matter of fact, we'll circle back. We'll make it fair. We'll circle back. No, we'll do negative, so I'll circle back. Right now, it's positive. So what I've learned about Ryan, that's my motherfucking dog. I've never met nobody.
That switch up.
You seen that, right?
Quick.
I never met nobody. Like, you know how you always hear, oh, this person like this or this sign and this. Ryan made me believe a little bit, not a lot. I still think it's bullshit. But there's some legitness to the signs because we're the same. In the way we're different, we're still the same. You get what I'm saying? So it's like, wow. And I always thought that somebody like me would like, I would just automatically want to beef with them and hate them. I love this nigga, bro.
Yeah.
I love this nigga. Like, this is really my dog. Like, it's my nigga. Like, I'll take a bullet for this nigga. Like, this really my nigga. Like, I'm not going to play with nobody about him. And it's like, there's so many scenarios and situations that you hear about people not standing tall when nobody's around.
Mm-hmm.
That's not Ryan.
No.
Because before Ryan could tell me a story about something that happened, somebody already told me what happened. And Ryan's just confirming that it happened. Like, and I'm like, perfect example. Even standing next to me could have been detrimental or has been annoying to everybody at one point or another just because of the type of energy I bring. I'm playing with certain niggas' money. Ryan could have been like, I don't know this nigga. I don't fuck with this nigga. Oh, I do a podcast with this nigga. Never. Never once. That's my man. What's up? What we doing? Oh, you want to approach him? We're going to approach him respectfully then.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it was a situation where Ryan had it. I'm going into it like, I'm going to knock this nigga the fuck out if he... But Ryan had already...
Oh, yeah. Diffused the situation.
So when it comes into it, now I look like the aggressor because I'm like, ah! I'm like, this nigga not even... Ryan done already handled it.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I say that, he's not only doing that for him. He's doing that for me too.
Yep.
Because he's pushing me to be better. I don't always got to be on 10. I don't always got to be ready to ride on a nigga.
I got
to
be moody because that takes a lot of energy. So if I'm not supporting my brothers and sisters, I'd be like, fuck. Nigga, like, shit. Leave me the fuck alone. Like,
now, that part ain't... That's not the Aries because I'm not moody. I'm one mood all the time. I'm moody?
Hey. We'll get into you in a second, sir.
I'm moody.
We're gonna get into you in a second, sir.
Matt,
whatever.
You just stepped out of frame for 15 minutes, blacking on the phone.
I'm not moody.
I don't understand.
Yo, and ladies and gentlemen, guys next door.
Let me tell you something, Che. You wait until we start talking negative. Ooh, I'm going to light your ass up. I'm making shit up. I'll be honest right now. I don't even have anything negative to say. But boy, when they say mouse, I'll be like, Che's a motherfucking lie.
Oh, my spirit.
Yo, just say, yeah, what's up with you, boy?
Oh, man. Okay, so now.
No, I got to talk about bastard.
Okay.
Yeah, he thought he was good. Mac. Well, and let me say this about Mac and Ryan both.
You can finish the negative stuff about me too.
No. We're going to do that separately. But what I will say about both of you is you two, and I've said this since day one, and I'll sing your praises forever. As somebody who's been podcasting since 2014, I've seen the ups, the downs, all that shit. For two niggas who did not need me to bring me in at the last minute and then say, yeah, not only bring me in, but to be selfless enough to say, hey, listen, we're going to do this, but you got to run it. You got to be ahead. Mm-hmm. You got to be the A mic. We need you to. And then move out the way and let me do it. Never have I ever heard Ryan say, yo, it was my. I never heard Max say, nigga, I caught. And I know I can get. And I know when it comes to this shit, I could get very particular and be like, no, we got to say this. We got to do this. Mm-hmm. And niggas never be like. Well, maybe when I ain't around, niggas is like, whoa, he better be lucky we wanted him here. But I just appreciate you guys so much for that because, yeah, it means a lot. It means a lot for somebody to come up with an idea and believe in what I can do to bring me in and then be receptive and open to me pushing them to be better, like, for you guys to be so open. Like, I thought, I'm not going to lie to you. I had the conversation multiple times. Where I was like, I don't know if I'm going to do this podcast because Mac is like an A-list celebrity. Like, the nigga can't be open about shit, and I can't work not being open about shit. And then I remember in the first couple episodes testing it. And remember, Ryan, I looked at you. I was like, oh, this nigga's talking.
You specifically did that on the episode, my first episode with Trevor.
Mm-hmm.
You had Mac tell a story, but we ended up cutting it out the final thing. But you got him to actually tell that story on the mic.
Mm-hmm. So I was like, oh, okay. So like now I'm here. And it feels so good to be able to be a part of something where, like I always say, I could fully embrace every part of me mm-hmm. and feel safe and supported. Yeah. So to you guys, happy 100, and I love you.
Thank you.
Oh, that was good.
Oh, man. Let me see.
Shay, you a motherfucker, by the way. I got to keep putting my finger in the frame. You a motherfucker, Shay.
Let me see. For me. Of course, let's start with Shaylina.
Hey!
What I've learned about Shay in these 100 episodes, well, 98 episodes,
for her.
I think, Mouse, you hit it right on the head, man. It's weird when you come across somebody in such a short amount of time that you can trust so heavily.
Mm-hmm.
Usually with people, it takes a long time to build a certain level of trust, a certain level of comfort.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when you're talking about topics like we talk about. You know, we're talking about stuff with our families, mm-hmm. how we handle things, how we view the world. These are very delicate topics that, you know, if somebody says the wrong thing, somebody
check might stop.
Yeah, exactly. 200%. So for her to come in and very early on, I would even say maybe by her like fourth or fifth episode, we were already like, nah, like, she was already here.
Yeah, we got her.
It was very, very clear. She was by far different than anybody else that we hired. It was mm-hmm. She was by far different than anybody else that we've come across. And then even after that, people who we've come across, she always, even when she came in with an energy of calm, mm-hmm. with an energy of, yo, I'm here to learn, I'm here to be, and I'm here for whatever you guys need me
yeah,
for.
Yeah.
And for her to stay with that same mentality, never looked like she wanted something else. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It was always about the family.
Mm-hmm.
That was it was amazing. It's always been amazing, and we couldn't have a better housewife, a better den mother. We couldn't have.
Saweetie knocked on the door.
Watch your mouth.
Sorry.
Saweetie would have asked for bread. I'm good. She can stay out there.
Nah, we got a bakery.
We just got to send her to. Yeah, true.
We got a bakery.
True indeed.
We would have just sent
Saweetie.
Listen, you and Ryan got your little thing. Don't expect loyal. Don't expect 100% loyalty at me when you're only 50% loyal to me. Okay,
I'm about to say
you fucking loyal to Ryan.
So Saweetie could be our side.
So Saweetie, Saweetie.
No, I went to school for hospitality. He wants to bake.
I'll let something bake.
I'll let something bake.
I'm here for sister wives.
There we go. There we go.
Shay, this is absolutely nothing to do with you. you are 1,000,000% not invited to this.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
You have your room. Stay up there.
Let me see. Let me see.
Who not? Locks will get changed.
Saweetie be like, is that my bestie at a Tesla? I'd be like, yes, it is.
It is. for Ryan and Mouse, because you guys have the same birthday, I will kind of group.
Yeah, I don't like that shit. Next year, you got to separate us. That's 2-3 years in a row.
We talked about this last year.
Like, yeah, two, three years. You done put us together.
I'll make sure that you guys have separate.
And you called me a terrorist.
You are individual.
You literally said all these nice things about Ryan and me. And then separately said, oh, except for Mouse, he's a terrorist.
Mouse, you are a terrorist.
So protect me, bitch. What part are we not getting? Protect me.
You are a terrorist, but you're my terrorist.
Okay, fair.
Protect family. Me, bitch, and boneless coochie, please. Is the most wrecked thing I've heard on this pod.
Protect me, bitch, is crazy. Yeah.
Protect me, bitch, and boneless coochies. Oh. Give me some boneless.
God. Let me get some of that boneless.
Six piece boneless.
That impossible coochie. Yeah.
Five piece boneless coochie.
Oh my god!
Five piece boneless coochie, extra mile.
Extra mile.
Listen, you know I pull it up. Let me get the
like with that biscuit back there.
Oh, I need that. Let me get the
shave coochie, extra squeaky.
Extra squeaky.
Yeah, let me get that. Matter of fact, let me get two of those.
I need two.
Let me get two of those.
It's gonna be a good night.
Yeah, both extra squeaky. Yes, please.
Yeah, yeah. And put the honey on it. Just put the honey on it.
Can you put it on the side? Can you put it on the side? Thank you. Appreciate that.
Honey on it is crazy. The honey on the coochie.
Can you actually put the? Can I get two biscuits?
Yeah,
I need those in the back.
That combo is called the pregnancy.
Honey on the marinated coochie.
That is called the pregnancy. Yo, I already know I can't.
Marinated in the honey?
Son, I'm too old for it. I was thinking about that shit the other day. I was thinking that, like Chase said, this pregnant. Nigga, my big ass age, a threesome? That just means I'm getting two bitches pregnant because I'm not pulling out twice. There's no way I'm pulling out twice.
Two boneless honey glazed coochies.
Yes,
honey glazed coochies.
Honey glazed coochies.
Yo, what?
All right, Mac.
What's going on?
Let's bring it home. You was about to put me and Ryan together and say some nice stuff.
Okay. All right. Honey glazed coochie.
Honey glazed coochie for the 100th episode.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the name.
Wow.
Honey glazed coochie.
Oh my god. All right.
I can't wait to change the title of this
episode. Okay. All right. So I'm bunching you guys together, but I will spread you. Got pause. I'm not even gonna finish that.
Please don't. Just say what you gotta say.
Yep.
Wow. He's getting crazy.
Yeah, that was about to go.
Like, did I say I want to be spread? Did you even ask?
So there's a lot of time. All of my heroes, all of the guys that I look up to, all of my heroes are very outspoken guys. Mm-hmm. I think it's because I'm so usually outwardly I'm very reserved. Mm-hmm. Usually I'm very to myself. I only speak and joke with my friends. Like if I'm around people that I really don't know, of course there's a persona that I put on. I'm smiley, all of that stuff. It's not until I feel like you're actually family or like a really close enough friend that I could be myself outwardly. So the guys that I look up to are the more outspoken ones. Muhammad Ali, Huey P. Newton, Malcolm X,
Fred
Hampton, nigga, the list goes on and on. Mike Tyson, like these are the guys that I look up to because they were so unabashedly themselves. So naturally, I surround myself around guys like that just because there's a lot of times that I want that to rub off on me. I want to be like that. Seeing you and Ryan, it was very much that. You guys reminded me of my heroes. You guys reminded me of the people that I look up to because you don't give a fuck what anybody has to say about you. You're not afraid to think for yourself. You're not afraid to stand on your own laurels. And you're not afraid to stand behind what you say, whether right or wrong.
Mm-hmm.
For you, Mouse, very early on, I knew that we was road dogs very early on, just because of the energy that you naturally had. It was very welcoming, but you knew who you were. And that is very terrifying to some people who don't know who they are.
Mm.
So that friction that you tend to feel towards people is a lot of times people who don't know who they are, mm. or they put their own value in certain things, and once that's threatened, they feel away. Mm. Versus knowing who they are as a man and being able to stand up behind it. You were always that guy. For Ryan, I've...
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I've never met somebody who moved a crowd or just moved around through a crowd the way that you did. I always witnessed every time that we connected, it was always like, this is how you move. I would always sit back and I would watch and I'm like, damn, okay. Like, even with the people that he knows or like how we're getting to this person or how we move around here, I'm like, damn, okay, cool, you do that, whatever, whatever. So I automatically connected you guys as family because you guys are naturally some people that I look up to, people who I want to be like. And then being on this podcast for 100 episodes with each one of you guys, I learned that the mental is even deeper than what I see on the outside. I learned that each one of you guys, the things that you've been through in life, the trials and tribulations, all of that that has led you to be in this place today have been integral gems that still teach me to this day. So with all of that being said, I just want to say I thank you guys. I love you guys. And I'm going to continue looking up to you guys for real.
Come on, this nigga. This is why we should have went last, bro. Like, what's wrong with this nigga, bro?
Can I give y'all y'all's flowers real quick, though?
We getting flowers? What the fuck going on? It's boneless coochie and we getting flowers. Come on, Che.
I love this.
Because you mentioned it, Mouse, but I don't think I ever actually elaborated on it on the show when that whole public debacle happened. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think you guys realize the only reason why I spoke out was because I knew y'all would have my back. Like, without, before I even came to you about it, I knew that when shit was going to take that NASCAR left like it did, I knew that without a doubt or a question that you guys would validate me as a person and protect me from the onslaught that tried to come after me.
Oh, 200%. 200%.
As we should.
Listen, so that, you... like, because I had been holding on to that for 2 years at that point, almost 3 years. But I never felt like I could speak out until I had y'all's backing. I knew that I wouldn't be touched, if that makes sense.
At all.
I wish a nigga
in
would.
In my life, like, I know a lot of people, and y'all know that. Like, I've moved around a lot, so I have a lot of people that I know. There's a difference between me knowing you and you becoming, like, family and friend. Like, that whole world is totally different. So if I let you in, like you were saying, like, it means something. I don't like letting people in. It don't make sense to me sometimes. Like, because I get the average person only wants to be somewhere if it benefits them.
Yep.
So I know that. I go into every situation looking at you like that. And until you prove me wrong, I'm going to keep thinking that way. And y'all know how that's how I think. So with that, it's like when I open it up and I promise and find some genuine people to really fuck with, it's hard to even like, even on our bad days, it's hard to be like, yo, fuck this shit. Because it's like, nah, like, this these family. My niggas. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. This is like, we might not be making a lot of money now, but we could make a lot of money tomorrow. Like,
that's a big fact.
It's not even, and even though we don't like drive this, we're not doing this because of money. Like, does it help sometimes? Yes, for little things, of course, but for happiness, no. Like, what makes me happy is being next to my people doing this shit. So,
yeah, even when it's like frustrating trying to get everybody's schedule together, it's still like, I think
it would have been a lot
easier
if we all lived in the same place.
200%.
Like a lot of people.
Well, I mean,
it's way easier.
Well, we didn't move from New York. We lived here. Like,
that's true.
I'm sorry. Are you taking shots?
Everybody in this pod besides you have moved.
That is true.
Well, seems like only one person is loyal. Don't think that was ever in question. One thing they never said about me is disloyal. Wow.
Jesus Christ.
Or late.
Or will not lie to you.
Will not.
Mac, we got into the studio. First thing he said, how was LA? I said, I like it now.
Yep.
Like it.
I told him he just got to be around the right
people.
No,
I could never live there. Absolutely not. I could never
just
live
there.
Just
get a temporary, like, no, you know, just spend like 2 weeks over here.
He could.
Go back.
He just can't have an agenda. You be coming to LA with an agenda. Yo, I got this. I got that. Like, nah, go to LA and chill. What you did, you was in LA.
Mm-hmm.
You wasn't in the Hollywood bullshit.
I told him.
Except for that hotel. I was fucking at the mixiest, uppityest hotel ever.
Oh, yeah.
Nigga, literally, I got into my elevator. And 40 gets on. I have a mask on and a hood on. He like, Mouse, what's
you
up?
You have a line?
Huh?
You have the line?
I can't hear you.
Line.
Hotel. No. I was at the W.
Oh. I mean, yeah. You picking hotels that Negroes love.
I didn't know that. I was like, oh, the W is...
Negroes love the W. They only know the W. You know they
know that.
Got a W.
Know that, Nat. Literally, I got on the elevator. 40 gets on the elevator. He like, yo, what you getting into tonight? I said, nothing. I'm going to my room.
I am going to sleep, sir.
I said, I hit Ryan. He has not hit me back yet. I'm going to bed.
Son. You can send me an address. I went to sleep.
Nigga, I sent you an address the next day. The night I got there...
I was asleep. A lot of sleep going on in my life. Sleep and work.
You know what they say. You know what they say.
They don't say that over here.
When you start sleeping a lot, you got somebody pregnant.
Ooh. Shut up.
You've been letting that thing of flyer.
Shoot the club up. Shoot the club up.
I've been shooting is these emails to these companies about these straws, dog.
Oh, man.
It's all I'm doing, you know? It's about the straws, dog.
Shout out Eco Gave. Shout
you
out
ain't bring
Eco
me no
Gave.
Straws when you got. You doing all these straw drop-offs.
I
didn't get no straws.
Straw drop-offs.
Nigga was running down like the plug over here.
I was running down stores.
I like that, though. My man ran down on a few little, like, food trucks on some, like, yo, yeah. I'd switch you for a chopped cheese. What's good?
He did the right thing.
You know, I'm slanging these joints. You know, all natural.
You know.
Paper.
What are they made out of?
Agave. You know, they're good for the
like, agave, food. Like,
yeah.
agave?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Tequila comes from agave, but the part they cut off, they don't use.
So they made that into its own.
So you just hollowed it out into a straw.
Yeah.
And it's reusable.
It's a different process, but
it's reusable.
I mean, if you like reusing straws, like no.
Well, I have my little metal one and
I mean metal's different, but like you're not gonna it's just like a plastic. It's you use it just like a plastic.
Got you.
Except it doesn't take 400 years to
biodegradable.
Exactly. So yeah, that is amazing. And I'm slanging these shits like, you know, like back in the day. And it feels good because
so Wax got chickens and you got straws.
What Wax got?
Chickens.
Yeah, yes, Wax definitely got chickens.
And straws.
Chicken and straws.
I want my straws to be everywhere, man. So it's good just being. And y'all know me, like I've always wanted to be behind a product.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that I've gotten an opportunity to not just work for them but own part of it is amazing. So that's what I'm about is ownership and equity.
All right, fuck all that. Let's get into the mess. What's the secret?
Before we go, okay, so I didn't tell y'all yet.
Are you pregnant?
Huh?
Absolutely not. Actually, no, that's questionable. I have to take a test later.
But- hey!
No, I think the I think the vaccine fucked up my cycle, so like it's been missing a month, and I need to figure out.
Yeah, blame the vaccine. Yeah, right? It wasn't the wasn't that injection that that changed that.
It wasn't that shot.
Wrong injection site.
Find out next time on Dragon Ball Z. Anyway.
Dragon Ball Z Endgame.
So,
I'm shootout.
I did a thing, and I've been waiting to kind of share it with you guys because I wanted to kind of.
You're white.
You're white.
No, you've already seen my ancestry DNA. Mouse is the only questionable one here.
Oh wow!
Ain't a question about it. So go ahead, get what you was talking about. Don't know what you're questioning.
I took the final steps to creating my streetwear brand, so I just filed for my LLC earlier this week.
LLC gang. Damn, I gotta do something.
That's fire. Yep. That was fire.
That's fire. I gotta hold off on my announcement.
So this
it'll be worth
this started
it.
With...
It'll be worth it. I gotta hold
on. With the tattoos I got back in December, but I got tired of just looking at it and not acting on it. So
okay. You got a streetwear brand. I want to talk about how important Guys Next Door is, because from someone who used to wear Fila.
Oh, shit.
To now.
Talk about it.
She has her own streetwear brand coming
nigga,
out.
Nigga. And not a Fila in sight.
And not a Fila in sight. Come on, Chaylina. Hey.
Hey.
Not a friend of the bottom, not a whore.
Yeah.
All right. Now let's get to the mess. Let's get to the reason they listen. It's time to get to the nitty gritty.
Oh, shit.
Something we've never done before. We're letting them behind the veil.
This is such a good, positive episode.
Come
on.
What about who on this podcast has annoyed you the most?
Oh, shit.
And how?
Don't duck off. You already know who everybody's answer is.
We're all three in conjunction looking at Mac Wilds.
Wait, what, me? The fuck
no,
did I do?
Not. Me and Ryan are looking at Mouse.
What?
it's separated from
actually,
me.
No,
what?
It's split. You're right.
It's split. It's flipping.
No,
it's
fuck split. The fuck out of here. What the fuck I did?
Yes, Lord.
What the fuck I did?
You disappeared for 2 weeks. That was nuts.
First of all, it was for a week, and that was one time. Like, a nigga really added a whole week to it. Like, the fuck? It was not two weeks.
It was 2 weeks. It was two weeks, Mouse. Promise you it was 2 weeks.
In my defense, my uncle died. I was dealing with some shit I never dealt with before. I did.
I don't do that. Look, anytime, I'm not going to say your reasoning behind why you weren't communicating was bad. Like, everybody has great reasoning. It's just the simple communication. That's it.
Yes.
And y'all know I hate that.
Yeah.
I like when you just tell me, all right, I'm going to be missing. Instead of going missing.
That's, out of 100 episodes, that's what stood out?
No, I just said that's something. You said, what did I do? I just named one thing you did. You want me to go down the whole list?
I want the list. Oh, I want the list. Give me the list.
I need an episode.
You got a quarter of an episode. Go.
You can't give me a segment.
Yeah, exactly. Niggas fuck out of here. I don't even do whatever.
You a motion picture, my brother. I ain't going to sell you short.
Wow. That's a
roast. One episode, a complete roast of
Mouse
Jones.
Wow.
I ain't going to sell you.
Wow.
But I think that's everybody's, though. I think communication for us.
Yeah.
I can go along and say that. As for me, it's just communication with everybody. Those are the most frustrating times I've had. It's like, yo, how come you just didn't tell me, my nigga? Like, you could have just told me.
Yeah.
Che, what about you?
No, I second that. And it's...
Wow. Y'all really jumping me?
The husband and wife.
I'm throwing Mac in there, too.
There's going to be something y'all don't... There's something about me, really. So
I hope there is. Mac, whatever you was going to say, make sure we get in Ryan's ass.
I agree with Ryan on his point about Mouse, but also Mac has a tendency to just...
Getting
a hold of you is like pulling teeth.
Hey, man, I'm
pulling teeth.
I be trying to do a lot, man. I'm sorry.
Yes, you wear too many hats. You wear far too many hats, and it just makes
both
it hard
of y'all
to get
wear
shit
a lot
done.
Of hats. Both of y'all wear so many hats that my frustrations be on y'all, and y'all shit don't even be on me. So it's like, how y'all got hats? So, yo, this nigga not responding. Like, how come he's not responding? And in his mind, it's like, because I got kids. I got a wife. I got And it's like, dope. But in my mind, it's like, yo, just tell me that shit sometime. Yes. But I know I can be an asshole. I'd be mad. I'd be like, yo, really? Like, and I'll take the shit out like, yeah, this shit is whack. But it's like, yo, a nigga really got shit to do. So my thing is, we all just say our piece.
True. I'll give you that.
Which I think we all are pretty good at, one way or another. Whether if it's like...
Yeah.
Like, somehow, some way, everybody's going to know if somebody's annoyed with the other one.
Absolutely.
It'll get... It just ain't... You don't get the right time.
Yeah. I mean, we can we get over it.
Right. I don't even think it takes us a week. I think, like...
Nah, it'd be taking a day.
Yeah, if that...
It
like,
literally takes maybe an hour.
Nah, the shit just got
to
end.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, I think Ryan's right. Like, it just
over,
has to end, yeah.
On it or whatever, it's like, we upset, and the next one, we rock. It's like, yo, what's up? Like, we don't, we don't have enough time to be upset unless you're not responding. If you're not responding, it's like, yo, what the fuck is up?
I'm upset the entire time that you're not
responding. Yeah, the whole time that you're not responding. When you respond, it's like, all right, come on, I don't have time. I don't need an extra day to be mad at you. I was mad for 7. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, true indeed. True indeed.
What about you, Matt?
The person who has annoyed me the most on this podcast. Oh, man. The person who has annoyed me the most on this podcast. Oh man.
Blink if he's in the room with you.
There is a gun pointed at you, tap the table.
Nah, you know what? I'm gonna take the bitch route and I'm gonna say myself.
I knew he was gonna do it. Yeah. I don't know why anybody's surprised. I knew he was gonna do it.
I'm gonna say myself.
Me, guys. It's me.
Guys. It's me.
I've annoyed me the most.
My fault.
Why? Why is that, Mac Wilds?
No, because you know what it is? I think a lot of times... And it's
yo, you
not...
seen how she did that just now?
Yeah, right.
Yo, she is stunting on niggas.
Yeah.
The way she just slid that door... Oh, my God. She's like, oh, my God, I can't deal. Oh, my God. Oh, so God. Much natural light. Oh, my God.
I fucking Please. Love it.
Do you guys see the back...
Can you see it? Can you backlight? See? Yeah, it's great.
Oh my God.
Oh, wait. That reminds me.
Oh my God.
Carry on, Mac.
No. the biggest thing for me, I just feel like very early on, even as I was getting comfortable with being more open and all of that stuff, I wished there was a lot of episodes when Ryan started to open up. He started to gas past me. So there was a lot of times that I was like, damn, Mac, like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, you got to speak up more and you got to do more than, yeah, damn, that's crazy. You got to have more to say than just that shit. So it took a lot of, like, digging deeper into myself to have shit to really start to dig up and be real about. So that was, that's why it was me. Not for any other reason, because I know niggas be late and I know I can't speak, so... yeah.
I would wish you would.
Listen here, brother.
I fucking wish you would.
Listen here, brother.
I fucking wish you would let the word late slip out your goddamn light-skinned mouth. I wish you would. You know, we're just around here with bitch.
You know. What about you, Mouse?
Who has annoyed me most? I tell you who has not annoyed me.
I hope you say what you. I think
Che
you
has not annoyed me not once.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan,
that's what you should say.
Ryan isn't annoying. He hasn't annoyed me.
No,
I'm trying to think. Has he?
It sounded like he about to say you.
No, it's just when he gets moody. When Ryan is in a mood and he's mad, like he's just It's like, yo.
I think if you know I'm upset, it's for a reason, and that's why. Yeah. That's like. That's what I think the biggest thing about me. Even like Juan would tell me that shit. He like, yo, Rod, like if you really blacked on me, like cursed at me, like it could have got physical shit. It's because I know you felt a way about something that was done. I'm not gonna say it necessarily has to be only on somebody's fault, but it's like, yo, why did you do that?
Mm-hmm.
Like, why did you do that? I don't really get mad like that. It really got to be somebody in the room that rubbed me the wrong way or say something that they didn't need to say about me because they don't know me, and I just be like, you know what? I don't fuck with you now. I don't do this, but it's just gathered a whole bunch of shit. And then it's like, you know what? Why did you do that? Now I got to tell you. And that's how I feel. So with me, I get moody when it's a point of being in a mood. It's like, I text you, my nigga.
Yep.
Why am I going to be so nice to you now?
If I be honest, I think
So before you roasted me, I roasted myself.
The three of us get on my nerves probably the most, more than I could say one person. Because it's like, everybody knows. Like, everybody has their specific job. I think I have the hardest out of the three because Ryan's job is, you know, everybody's job is to show up and put on a great show, be mm-hmm. open, be honest, be transparent. We do that. It's the behind-the-scenes jobs, right? Ryan deals with the back end, the business, the emails. He can do that. Like, short, there's nothing that can stop him from doing his job short of, like, a Wi-Fi shortage. Mac just has to make sure the episodes are posted on time. The thing, boom.
Make sure the money is good.
That's it. He does that. Nothing can impede that short of Wi-Fi. I have the job of the content. All right, guys, we're going to do this, and we're going to do this, and we're going to do this. And I put so much into it, I'm like I put so much on myself where I'm like, we got to make this happen, we got to make this happen, because I know where it gets us. I know where it sets us apart, and I know what it does for our listeners and all that. And when just scheduling and life gets in the way, I take that. Personally, I take that. And yeah, I'm like, yeah. Oh, and I'm like, yo, we should have, oh, and then like I'll look in some bum-ass podcast is doing that. Because no idea is new under the sun. It's only a matter of time before somebody comes else. Up yep. with your idea. So now I'm watching other people do it. I'm like, fuck. What the fuck? That's us. We should have been doing that. And I think that's it. I think that's what annoys me the most. So I don't know if it's not a person. It's just that, right? And obviously, you know, I got to give myself and us some credit and leeway. Because all this happened within a pandemic.
Within the pandemic, yeah.
You know what I mean? Any other time before the pandemic.
We was good
if
money.
I had an idea. Yeah, when we get in the studio. This is what I had an do. Idea on a Sunday and we booked a last minute studio session on a Monday to get it done. So, you know, when outside was open, that wasn't a thing. And I'm just finding, and I guess because I come into this with such a chip on my shoulder. You know what I mean? A lot of my, I don't even like the word enemies, but a lot of my contentious counterparts, we happen to share, you know, a space. So it's like, I'm always like, I'm always want to make sure I'm up to par.
Up to snuff, yeah.
I'm like, yeah, like, my shit ain't lacking, nigga.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It was a point where we were lacking, but it was because of a pandemic. It's not because nobody wants to do it. It's not because our heart's not in it. It's not because, you know, we're not passionate. It's, nigga, we're in a pandemic.
True indeed.
And we're all in three different places. Like, no one wrote this. No one wrote this first. No one said this was optimal. But shout out to us for getting it done.
That's
and
a fact.
Figuring it out the best way we knew how. Yeah. So, yes,
and
that is.
We're the only podcast like that, aren't we? Like, not like, the only, but like.
What do you mean?
Most other shows, everybody has each other in the same scene.
Oh, yeah. We were forced into.
A lot of shows, they be in the same city and they still don't record together.
That's so, a fact.
Listen, I know, man. We're getting back to what we supposed to, especially because we can travel more now, and we'll be back to where we were. I mean, we better than what we was.
Facts.
But you get what I'm saying. Like, but this shit was a minor setback for a major, I won't even say comeback, I'll just say a major growing
step up.
Yeah. Step up. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
But we good.
What was your favorite episode?
Yeah.
I got so many that I love.
Yeah.
And in the beginning, when I first started, so I know I've grown, I used to listen to these shits like faithfully. As soon as shit come out, I'm listening to this shit. And now, when one is done, it's done. And that's how I know it's like I've grown up on this shit. Cause it's like, yo, what was said, what was said. Like, I can't take it back. Like,
right.
It's gone. And that's what, like, when I talk to them, they're like, yeah. So we're doing this, and like, are you willing to open up to us in this interview? I'm like, yo, I have a podcast. If I haven't said it already, you're probably not going to even get it out of me because I've said it all. Like, you can't. I'm not running for president. That's already out my mind. The politics is not.
What about you, Che?
Shit.
I agree, though. I can't pinpoint a specific episode as my favorite, but all of my favorite episodes are the ones where we were legit crying, laughing.
yep.
from whatever we were talking about. Like the ones where my stomach hurt from laughing too hard or things like that. Or even just like the social media clips are the most out of pocket thing.
Yeah.
Like why Bonnet Mouse was up there.
Yeah. It was pretty up there.
I still don't understand the problem. That was just, it was a hypothetical. It was a hypothetical.
I sent that clip to people just to brighten their day, to give them a good laugh. Yeah,
it was just a hypothetical. Mouse,
you have some iconic moments.
Yeah. Yeah. Show.
But I'll tell you this, my favorite episode, even though like one of our like craziest episodes was a really expressive show, like on who we let down and stuff. To me, even though that's one of our greatest episodes have to be ones that we were all together.
Yeah, and that's a fact.
We can actually be next to each other and have that, yo, my bro is here, like we're all in one room. Yeah. Type, like those are always the best feeling ones. And I'm happy we're getting back to those slowly but surely. Mm-hmm. But it's definitely happening.
What about you, Mouse?
Mouse, what about you?
I did enjoy, I thoroughly enjoyed the cousins episode. Yeah, where Juan and my young cousin Wade, because obviously you know your friends, but like to have
family is different.
Yeah, have my little cousin in here talk about how rough it was growing up. I'm like, bitch, why does everybody have the same story about me? Like, am I just this rough person? Like, shut up, Ryan. And to hear Juan tell the truth about Ryan and how they grew up, it was like, oh, okay, yeah, all right, cool. Mm-hmm. And to even see that, like, growing up, there were similarities between me and Ryan even growing up. So yeah. It was like, that was fun. But also, I think a huge favorite of mine is actually, what was the one, this is when we was at, when we were talking about marriage.
Oh, yeah.
And our idea of marriage and what would, and you know, we were talking about if we would be okay with having a baby, like just getting our perspectives.
Yeah,
like I feel like getting our perspectives and on these things was dope. So yeah, those had to be those are up there. And I mean, obviously, Who Let You Down is the one that the people talk about the most and keep coming back to, and you know, DM and email us about. So, Macaroni.
I got a few. Of course, the episode, the Let Nas Down episode, the one, Who Do We Let Down? That episode always kind of just rings in my head. The Sean Bell and Nicole Bell episode, that joint was crazy. My birthday episode was fun because we all got drunk as shit and Vok is a wild... Did. Yeah, we did. Vok is a wild nigga.
I wasn't there.
No, that was Vic. Shout out to guy Vic. But Bills and Vok was here.
Mm-hmm.
Good
mm-hmm.
brothers.
Mm-hmm. But there's one.
I never drank on the show.
I'm about to say we used to have the little drinks.
You had the juice.
I'm gonna get drunk on the next episode.
Oh man! Oh,
we together.
The next episode, we together. No. We going to the juice bar beforehand. How about that? Yeah, it's lit. Okay.
And I gotta come.
So this episode, just because how wild it was.
Oh, God.
Episode 32.
Oh, shit.
How to Eat a Banana.
Which one?
How to Eat a Banana with CJ Ryder and Carly Red.
Yo, that shit was in... fucking what the fuck were we doing,
son? I knew the episode was gonna be crazy when Shorty walked in and seen Zeus and said, "You thicker than a Popeye's chicken sandwich." I said, "What?"
Do you remember the hold that the Popeye's chicken sandwich had over us?
Oh, on black people around the country?
Fuck black. I'm talking about this podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Niggas was going to seek.
I never had one.
Yeah, nigga,
hold on. The apple pie still got a hold on me, bro.
What's wrong with you? Yeah, the apple pie.
Apple pie still got a hold on me.
Nigga, that fish sandwich and the apple pie.
Ooh, it really got a hold on me.
I don't think I could turn my back on McDonald's apple pie.
Son.
Nigga, the Popeyes apple pie is so much better than that cardboard shit they give us at McDonald's.
That's cardboard shit sets you straight a couple of nights.
Until I found better.
Son, this shit, the Popeyes apple pies, bro, tastes like...
Mac is newly converted.
Because he was fronting. He was fronting. I said, bro, get the chicken sandwich and get the apple pie. I was like, the nigga hit the group chat like, I got the apple pie, y'all.
Son. That shit fucked me up, boy. Fucked me up
that
one good time.
That shit different, bro. Yeah. Look, he ordering one right now.
Yeah, exactly. You got to try that.
All right, so let me ask y'all this. 100 episodes from now, where do y'all see us?
Oof. With a big bag.
Hey.
A 100 episodes in 2 years?
Yeah.
Just about.
And I don't want to say too much, but I'm going to have a lot of chicken.
Big bag.
A lot of chicken, no wax.
Big bag.
And I'll say about 150 episodes. That's 3 years. Maybe a little something.
A little rock? A little rock?
Might be a dog.
Yo, can we all make a promise right now?
We're not doing a pregnancy pack.
No, it's not a pregnancy pack. It's not a pregnancy pack. I swear to God, it's not a pregnancy pack. Can we all make a promise that whoever gets pregnant, whoever has a baby next, we record the episode live from the baby shower?
Oh, yes, Lord!
Me and Mac are in. Me and Mac are in. Are you in, Che?
I'm with that.
I feel like this is a setup because we just spoke about how.
Che, are you in? Yes or no?
I feel like that's a.
I'm in.
There we go.
Ryan Fleha, are you in or no?
Y'all want to have a podcast at my baby shower?
Yes.
That's a big fact.
Your podcast at your baby shower.
That's a big fact.
I don't think Mac's wife is going to ever allow that to happen. So,
for kicks
and giggles, sure.
It's lit! It's up! Che, make space.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Che, can you take the pregnancy test on, like, Patreon?
What?
Like, why not?
I will.
Because if it's negative, you don't got to post it. But if it's pot... If it's positive, you put it on our Patreon.
I don't... first of all...
Get real-life reaction.
I can't let our fan base be the first to know.
Why not?
The nigga who might actually be my baby dad.
Hey, so listen. Hey. You can let him know before, then post the episode. Yeah, exactly.
Come on, Che. Che.
Chelina.
Che, we got into this to give the people
what they want.
Come on, Che.
And so what? I'm just supposed to celebrate a negative test on Patreon?
Like, if it's negative, you don't even post it. But if it's positive.
Okay, fine.
There we go!
I'm a woman, and I know my uterus, and I think she's just being sadiddy, but she ain't betrayed me.
Okay.
If you say so.
So I think I'm good.
Hey, listen. You let that man in that club. Who knows if he let a gun in?
And you definitely did not pat him down. You let that nigga in. No pat down yet. Come on in.
Oh, I know him. I know
there's
him.
He go. He with me.
With him.
Huh?
There's never been a pat down. I said there's never been.
Well,
let him in. Well, let him in. He's a regular here.
He's a regular, all right. He ain't going nowhere.
Lord, hot girl summer down the drain, Lord.
Hot girl summer is quiet.
I did have a
How many niggas Ryan let in the crib?
12. What I would like to see from us, which is something I've been thinking about, but I haven't told y'all again. I've noticed that specifically here in LA, in my opinion, there's no good podcast studios, and I would love to see that for us.
Oh, I like that.
G&D Studios?
Podcast studio.
G&D Studios.
Hey.
I'm with it.
Yeah. And hey. I want to open it up to, you know, other creatives and stuff, but there's no good studios that have like a nice presenting like stage with like couches and stuff. Like they have the round tables and the mics, but like nothing.
Nothing
like,
that nothing. Scary. Yeah. I like
and
that.
That's what I want.
I'm with
I
it.
That. I like that.
I'm in 1000% in.
Okay.
Ryan's not.
I'm about to
with
say we can
right
get
now.
That. We can get that done in the next we 6 months. Damn
the,
near.
We can get the going.
Damn near.
We can get the going.
All right.
Whoa. What's that? What's happening?
I mean,
we good now.
Oh. Matt. Yo. Next 100 episodes, what do you see for us?
Ooh. As I started this thing saying, what do I see in the next 100 episodes?
Big bags. Hey, a lot of money.
I see a big bag.
I see it.
In the next 100 episodes, I see better reflection. I see better hope. I see better guests. I see better hosts of us. I see a lot more money. I see a lot more. I see better production. I see just. I think in the next low key, we've made it this far through a pandemic, and we've gotten better. So
that we have.
I promise you, in the next 25 to 50 episodes. It's gonna look leaps and bounds better than what it did. And then the 50 after that, son, we out of here.
Yeah, out of here, baby.
We out of here.
Let me say this right now.
Talk about it, Mouse.
I'll say TV is in the future.
Oh, TV. TV Ryan, right there. TV I right there.
I think, because it. I think there's a hole in the market here. As far as like general, and I would love to see that for us, and I would run that shit if we opened one up here.
Yeah, we got that.
Nothing but a price.
Let me say this right now: what I see for us in the next 100 episodes—that means 100 episodes from now—the biggest, most important, glaring thing I see is all four of us still here. That's most important to me. Four people started this thing. Four people gonna keep this thing going. There's not gonna be no hiccups, not gonna be no fuck ups, not gonna be no, yo, I'm taking a step back. Oh, I'm leaving. Oh, yo, you're out. We're not doing none of that weird shit.
Yeah, son. Nah.
What we gonna, and we gonna be transparent. If niggas got an issue and niggas can't get over it, we gonna talk about that shit on air. We you know what I mean? We're not gonna let shit fester. You feel what I'm saying? Ain't gonna be none of that weird shit. Ain't gonna be no substitutes. I mean, well, maybe substitutes. Maybe substitutes. We have used some substitutes before, but that's okay.
Yep.
Because everybody was in agreement. Ain't no replacements.
True indeed.
Can't nobody replace Matt. Can't nobody replace Che. Can't nobody replace Ryan. You know a motherfucker can't replace me. They don't even make niggas tough like that no more. So, yeah, that's hard. That's what I see first and foremost. Family. We still here. For fucking 100 episodes from now, we still here. And I just think, like I said, better content, better topics, or not even better, greater content, greater topics, just greater, man, greater, more live shows.
Ooh, shit.
I really can't wait to get back in front of our audience, bro. Like,
I wanna go on tour.
Yeah, like I can't wait till we back on tour and well, we're on tour, right? We did one tour stop and then the world shut down, but I can't wait till we're back in front of our fans. Able to touch them, hug them, just be near them. Yeah. You know, I think that's a huge payoff. That we number one, we can never repay the people for what they've given to us. But I think that's a huge pay point.
Yeah,
to see us and know that yeah, we know you appreciate us and we appreciate you. So more touring, better content, and just us really leaning into the brand more.
That's a fact.
You know, getting that clothing brand up or like I don't want merch. I want a clothing brand.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah, let's get the merch. Yeah, God Next Door shirt. But yeah, let's lean into the brand. Let's put some fly shit out with people proud to wear it. Put out some more G&D content. Like us really, you know, we've spoke about these ideas about going to other places and shooting like one off content, shit like that. Even like you know, with Wax, we're in talks with Wax right now with some shit.
Yeah. That's going to be so fun. That's going to be fun.
So, yeah, like, that's what I see. 100 episodes, I see more. I see greater. I see more.
Big bags.
You feel me? And guess what?
Big bags.
Because it's 100 episodes, you get a part two. And y'all are involved in the second part of the episode.
Bang, 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 bang.
So, if you're a Patreon member, and you want to get on here and talk to us live and direct.
Give us your listening letter.
Give us your listening letter in real and direct time. You're going to know what to do. Che going to let y'all know what to do. But it's only for Patreon members. So if you're not a Patreon member, you're just going to have to wait till next episode and hear everybody else talk to us. But this is the 100th episode celebration. And that's all the time we got for you. Okay? We done got to the mess. We done got to the positivity. And at the end of the day, y'all need to know, we got to the stress. I just want to rhyme that.
Oh, that was not right. I see. It's all
right, Ryan, you got any announcements?
Peace out.
Che, you got any announcements?
Yeah, I got straws.
He said, I got straws.
I think I already covered mine.
Oh, yeah, the pregnancy.
Wow. Wow.
Stay on deck.
It's unconfirmed. My uterus is, you know, just, she being
sick. Hey, also, if you want to see the results of Che's pregnancy test, Patreon.com, guys next door, Patreon.com. Mac, you got any? Yes! Yeah, you got a fucking announcement.
Yeah, I got
Talk to the people.
Ladies and gentlemen of the free world, my name is Tristan Paul Mac Wilds, and this fall, I want to take you guys on a trip.
Hey.
I want to take you guys on an experience.
Yeah.
What we're going to do this year is unlike anything anybody else has done. This is all black cast. This is black production. This is black writer. This is a black director. It's called Thoughts of a Colored Man, starring me, Tristan Paul Mac Wilds, Keith David,
starring
Dylan Burnside,
starring
Brian Terrell Clark,
starring
my brother Luke James,
starring
and Forrest McClendon,
starring.
Again, I want you guys to come out, come to Broadway. Come to 45th and 8th.
You putting niggas on Broadway? You bringing niggas back to Broadway right out the pandy? It's lit.
Come rock with us from October 31st to March 24th.
Do you know how fire it would be if... Do you know how fire it would be if G&D, like the fan base, inadvertently sold out your first show?
Oh, I love it.
Here goes the thing.
I love
G&D,
it.
G&D, we're challenging you right now. Are tickets on sale yet?
Tickets don't go on sale until June 18th.
June 18th, we're doing something. What are we going to do? We're going to do something.
We're going to figure it out.
We're going to do something. We're going to do like a telethon.
Mm-hmm.
But G&D, we selling that shit out. Because understand something, that first night, we are acting like niggas. You understand? I'm on... As soon as Matt come out, he could be mad serious. He'd be like, it was Monday. Yeah, nigga! I'm acting like it's Dykeman. Every time he deliver a line, I'm acting like it's Dykeman.
Yeah!
Yo. But yes, congratulations, my brother. I can't wait. June 8th. Yo, we're going to do like a G&D telethon.
Yeah, I like that.
Let's do that.
I like that.
Let's do that. Che, write that down so I don't forget. A G&D telethon. That's what the fuck we're gonna do. That's just gonna be fire. And then we could probably have some of the cast call in, chop it up with us.
Mm-hmm.
A G&D telethon.
I'll talk to everybody. Yeah, yeah.
I'll talk to Ryo or Tahoe. We'll figure that shit out. But yeah, we're gonna do that. I do have an announcement that I can't announce for another 2 weeks.
Okay.
2 weeks. I can't announce.
Listen, we're gonna be on you every week. So just be ready.
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
I can announce it in 2 weeks. But yeah, it's big.
All right.
It's big, very important. But I do have an announcement I can announce or make aware of. Every Wednesday, I am doing the after show for Def Jam's new podcast. After the breaks, I'm doing an after show on Def Jam's Instagram Live. So make sure you follow me and follow Def Jam's Instagram. Make sure you listen to the podcast. Here comes the breaks wherever you listen to podcasts. It's a really good story starring Asante Black, as we know from This Is Us and When They See Us. And it's covering a young boy dealing with mental health, but also trying to break into the industry.
Mm-hmm.
It's very interesting. I enjoy it. It's featuring some of Def Jam's new up and coming artists. So make sure y'all go listen to that. Here comes the breaks. And then on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Def Jam Instagram Live, I will be after the break with Mouse Jones. Snoop Dogg was fucking with us last episode. He was chopping it up with niggas. So yeah. Cool. On that note, the most important announcement is each and every motherfucking Monday, you better be listening to Guys Next Door podcast. How do you do that? It's easy. You do what you're doing right now. Wherever you're listening, keep on listening. If you're not subscribed, subscribe. Leave a what? 5-star rating if you're listening on Apple. Leave a comment. We might not read it on air. We didn't read no letters today. But if you want a letter read on air, send it to guysnextdoor123@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying all that shit right now. It's the end of the episode. But you know what to fucking do by now. Also, if you are the woman or women's with the faded vagina hair, send that to guysnextdoor123@gmail.com. I want to see it because I don't believe it exists. I don't believe anybody's taking that much time to fucking layer taper on vagina hair.
I've seen crazier shit happen.
We have. On that note, we are out of here. I will see you. We will see you on Monday. Peace.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.